So what is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Not Your Final Destination. I am your gracious host. But before we get started, this episode is sponsored by Smells Like Freedom Podcast, a podcast about freedom, life, Second Amendment, and guns. Make sure to head over to Smells Like Freedom on every major platform and tune in. Hey, what's going on, guys? Felix Diaz here. Man, I said I was going to try to do more podcasts, and obviously with everything going on in the world from protests and, you know, riots and everything, it's just, I've kind of been to myself. I kind of been holding back my opinions and my thoughts, and really just expressing that the world just needs quite a bit of prayer. Again, if you're not a person that believes in that kind of thing, you know, maybe skip ahead to this podcast, but I want to talk about this for a second, and I want to pray over it for a second. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get started. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless anyone that's tuning into this podcast right now. I ask you to take the hatred out of the hearts of those that are out there in the protests and in the riots and confused with everything that is going on in this world. This prayer is not to offend anyone, but it's just only to guide them to you and for you to help them find peace and love in their minds. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So listen, guys, I wanted to talk to you guys about a couple things. Coming from, you know, a brown man, a Puerto Rican man, and having white friends and having African American friends, you know, it's those things that in this world, you know, I get it, and I see people, you know, and I might get some backlash for this, and I'm prepared to talk about it if you want to. I'm open-minded to everything that is going on in this world, everything from, you know, the brutality and all those that have unfortunately lost their lives and are going through things. And, you know, talking to good friends of mine that are African American, that are feeling this pain and this season of just confusion and, you know, being wanting to be heard. And, you know, for me, it's, I'm listening and I'm learning so I can understand better of what is going on in this season. And it's been happening for years and years and years. I watched this this episode on YouTube, and, you know, for 411 years, things have been going on to that community. And, you know, it's, the reason I'm not using color and I'm not using that is because, and I did say brown, I'm a brown man, I did say that, is because, man, I love all you guys. Like, that's me, and this is me. I love every single one of you guys, from my Asian community to my Puerto Rican community to my white community to my, you know, African American community. Like, I mean, I just love every single one of you guys. And for me, it's like, I'm not looking for backlash. I'm just looking to see if there's anything I could do to help you. You know, I want to hear your story rather than read your story. I don't want you out in a riot and something happened to you and I got to read, you know, from sunset to sundown kind of thing. Like, I don't want to see that anymore. I see a lot of people losing their lives in these protests, and I get it. You want to be heard, but there's a way of doing that that doesn't involve you getting hurt. And I mean, again, coming from a Puerto Rican man and living in this and having a, you know, a white wife and a biracial daughter, and, you know, it's those things where, like, I'm gonna have to explain this to my daughter when she's older, because she does have brown and white in her, you know, and I don't want her to fear for her life. I don't want her, you know, and a lot of people say, oh, but it's the man, that the boy that should fear. Like, I think anyone, I think this goes for anyone of any color to fear for your life. It's just what we live in. It's, you know, I see a lot of things get glorified in the news and I say, man, that's wrong. And then, like, I see things that were even worse that don't get even mentioned. And I think that's even worse. And again, these are all my opinions. I hope that I don't lose any followers and I hope that I don't get any backlash. Man, I love all you guys. I'm gonna put it like that, man. I love every single human being that's on this planet, because we were all here sent on earth to live life to our fullest potential and to make change. And the only way we're gonna do that is doing it the right way. You know, looting and stealing, and this is coming from friends of mine that, you know, are from both sides of the fence, like, you know, saying, you know, looting, stealing, rioting, all these things, you know, it's gonna happen, but, like, there's a right way of doing things. You want to be heard, you want to be, you know, listened to, you want to be respected, you want to be doing all these things, do it the right way. And that goes for, you know, for myself too, being, again, a brown Puerto Rican man. Like, I'm looking at all these things and I haven't said anything because I don't want to get caught up in the drama. I don't want to get caught in saying like, oh, you're picking sides. Because in the reality of it all, I love all my brothers and sisters. Every single one of you. Like, I don't care about the color of your skin. I care about your heart and your intentions. And I pray, and I say this, I pray that you find that peace. It's tough. I feel for every single thing and everything that's been going on. I feel for it. 100%. I feel for it. All of it. It's tragic. It's upsetting. It sucks. It's just, I've been holding on to it for quite some time, and people are going to agree to disagree, and people are going to say things that are going to offend people. That's not what this podcast is about. And I always said this in every single, like when I had 200 people listening to now having over 35,000 people listening, I said, my podcast, when I build that platform, I want to be able to be heard and respected. Because no matter what the subject was going to be, I wanted to impact someone's life, right? So now that I have this podcast and 35,000 people listening, I say to myself, be the change you want to see in the world. Love one another, listen to one another, and pray for one another. That's what I'm saying of all of this. I know I rambled a little bit, but like, that's what I'm saying. Respect one another. Deep down within the community and the hatred and the hurt, no matter the color of your skin, you are here with a purpose. And it is tragic of what's going on. I completely agree with every single, it is tragic, but God has a plan for you guys, and you, the listener, can create the change you want to see in this world. But you have to do it the right way. You have to show up and vote. You have to show up and do these things that people say, oh, well, if we fill out a census, they're just going to take advantage of us. Or if you do, that's not the case. There is help out there. And I'm sure there's people out there like myself that would love to sit down and understand. And that would love to sit down and hear. I know I would. And when I say I understand, like, I want to say something real quick. And this is, again, not to offend anyone, because it's not that, but like, I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina. That's where I was raised. I went to high school there. I went to what I would say a majority African American high school. Like, I've been around it, you know, like, at both sides, man. Like, and the thing for me, it's like, I understand, and I see it because I'm reading the articles, and I'm reading, and I'm talking to my really close friends, and, you know, I just want people to find peace within themselves, man. I want people to find peace. I want you to find that good energy. I want you to help one another, man. Like, and this is from me to every single race and every single human being on this planet, man. Love one another. Stop knocking each other down. Stop saying, well, if we did this and they did that, like, no, like, we come together as a community through the eyes of the Lord, and we love one another, and we spread peace, and we pray for one another. That's what I'm saying. I don't want you to hate the person across from you. I want you to lift that person up, and I want you to inspire that person to do better. I want you to pray for that police officer that is trying to take care of the community. Not every single person that wears that badge is a bad person. Are there some bad seeds? Absolutely. Everywhere. Even in the workplace, there's some bad seeds. But instead of hating that bad seed, and instead of destroying that bad seed, pray for that seed. That one day it'll flourish into something much better, more beautiful, more, you know, loving. And I will say this, a lot of it has to do with growing up and the way that you're brought up and the way that you experience things and the way that you handle things. The decisions are coming from you. You are a human, and you're going to have those abilities to think the way that you want to think and do the things that you want to do. But again, this is my perspective. I love every single one of you guys. I don't care where you're, where you come from, what you have done in the past that may have something on your record. And again, it has nothing to do with the color of your skin. I don't care. And when I say that, I say it in a way that I love. Dude, I will say this. I said, dude, I mean, just listen to me. I will say this. I appreciate every single person that I have ran into in my life. Because in one shape or form, I've been helped to become the man I am today. And I want to share this with you guys. And I think I've shared it in an older episode. But I want to tell you, like, all this, like, the 35,000 listeners and the Instagram followers and the connections and the networking and the roles and the opportunities and all of the things that I've ever done didn't come because they were just gifted or handed to me. I come from a broken family. My father was in prison since I was 6 years old for gang banging with the Latin Kings and drug possession and armed robbery and a heroin addiction. I come from that. So when people say, well, you will never understand. Well, you will never understand that I had choices that I could have made to lead me into that same direction that my father was in. And then I had to go at 7 and 8 years old into a central prison and ask my father why that man was wearing an orange jumpsuit or why that guy was in a tan jumpsuit. And understanding that at a young age, that if you made horrible decisions, I would end up in an orange jumpsuit or in a brown or whatever, green, whatever they were at the time. So when people say, you will never understand, we all come from somewhere. But you, the individual, and again, this is why I say I don't care about the color of your skin. It's you as an individual, as a human being on this planet and being blessed enough to be here right now, have every ability of changing the status quo. You have the ability of inspiring someone of your complexion, of your skin color, to do better in life. You have that ability, because that's what I'm trying to do with this podcast and my platform. I want to inspire, motivate, and listen to the community. I don't have millions of dollars to give away to charities and organizations, but my voice is being heard throughout the nation and across the waters to places that I've never even stepped foot on. But I know that God has given me this gift and this ability to impact through your ears, and hopefully my message touches your heart and you will go out there and hug someone that needs to be hugged, listen to someone that needs to be listened to. And hopefully, if you are a part of that bad seed, you will think and reconsider the decisions that you are making that are hurting people in this nation, that we're losing brothers, sisters, fathers, uncles, everything that we're losing because of poor decisions, because of hatred and fear of the person next to you doing something better than you. In one split decision, it could all crumble and you could be in prison or on death row or homeless or addicted to something. You have the ability to help someone. And it's going to start with us, guys. It's going to start with us. I don't want my daughter to live in fear. I don't want my future son or other daughters to live in fear when they come into this world. I don't want my brothers and sisters that are living right now to live in fear. And again, I say I don't care about the color of your skin, because it can happen to any of us. But I want you all to be loved. That's where I'm getting. And I'm getting emotional because I want this to be heard in a positive light, because I feel that if I use a word that might be conflicting to someone, they're going to say, oh, well, he's a racist, or he doesn't care about white people. He doesn't care about, you know, African-American people or Chinese people. I love you all. And it brings pain to my heart as I'm saying this, and I'm praying that, you know, that this podcast gets listened to around the globe, and that you know that I'm praying for every single one of you guys. My family, my in-laws, my wife, my brother-in-law, we are all praying for all you guys. You know, I have a granddad, and he goes by Gringo Granddad, and Gringo's white granddad, right? Because I married into a white family. And every time I see him, he is the definition of Christ in my eyes. Every time I see him, his stories, and being favored and praying and leading by example and going into tough places and praying for people. And that's what I want to do with this podcast. And I know that the episode is called Not Your Final Destination because it's only your current season. But, you know, I've lived by these things for a very long time, saying that the first step is the hardest step. Once you take that first step, anything is possible. Take that first step of doing something today that will change the life of someone that is in your circle or even someone that isn't in your circle. Again, I love every single one of you guys. I can't say that enough, because I am I'm using this color. I'm a brown Puerto Rican man in a world that is so divided by color and by politics and by he said, she said, and by, you know, just cruelty. If you want to see the change, be the change you want to see. Guys, I love every single one of you guys. I do. And I pray that you find peace within your heart. If you are currently dealing with pain and hate in your heart, I hope that God touches you and that you feel his love. And this message is for every single human being, no matter the color of your skin, no matter your background, no matter the poor decisions that you've made. I pray that God leads you in the right direction to impact this world, because this world needs peace. It needs leaders. And remember, leaders create leaders. And I know that you guys can do this. I've said I love you more than I've said I love you in a long time. But because you guys are taking the time to press play on this podcast, because you guys are, you know, listening in every single week when I drop one, you know, last episode, was right around 450 listens. And again, it's on Apple Podcasts and all these things. I want you to know that I'm here for you. And I love you guys. And I say this because I have tears in my eyes as I'm recording this podcast, because the nation is so divided, and it kills me because I'm a part of that. You know, I live in this season of what we're experiencing, and I just pray that we all come together and create the change we want to see the right way. And if you are going out to a protest, if you are going out to, you know, a peace walk, man, please be safe. Please be safe, because I've seen and I've read of elderly people going out on walks and they say protest, but like going out to these places to be heard and be seen, and they're getting shot with plastic pellets between the eyes, and you know, and that hurts me, because they're peacefully doing these things and they're still being hurt by someone that has hate in their heart. And again, I'm going to end this podcast here with Heavenly Father. Again, I ask you to protect those out in the streets at these gatherings. I ask you to heal the hearts of those that are dealing with pain right now, Heavenly Father. I ask you to protect my family and everyone that's listening to this podcast and everyone associated with that person that is listening to this podcast. I ask you to guide them in the right direction, clear the minds of fog and hate. I ask you to love them and show them that if they follow you, anything is possible. Lord, I pray that you guide every single person this week to love. I ask you to touch someone in a way that they will express themselves and that will be comfortable speaking up and knowing that you are in control. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Guys, listen, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Again, I'll say it for the 50th time or however many times. I don't even know how many times I said I love you guys. And when I say I don't care about the color of your skin, I don't want people to think that it's because I'm picking a side. It's not. It's because we all bleed red and we all have a purpose on this planet. And I'm praying for every single person that is dealing with pain right now. And I hope that you guys do the same. Don't take my words out of context, because it's not... I'm trying to be neutral. I am neutral. Like, that's where I am. And I said it in a Facebook post, which I was going to read it, but I just kind of felt this in my heart to talk about it. I just pray that we just find peace amongst the communities, and that you do sit down and listen to someone that might be going through something, man. Because I know it may never go back to normal, but from my eyes looking out, being, you know, in an interracial marriage and having mixed kids, and you know, I understand. It's it's a difficult season that we're in. And I just pray to God that we find peace and that, you know, justice is served and that we all grow from this and that it all stops and that the divide of our, you know, of our people stops, because we're better than that. As a society, as a community, as individuals, we're all better than that. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. And again, I'll say it again. I love you guys. Remember, the first step is the hardest step. Once you take that first step, anything is possible. And remember, this is not your final destination, just your current season. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And again, if you want to talk about something, you can go to my social media account at the Felix Diaz. Send me a DM. I'd love to talk to you guys. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. And I'll see you guys in the next one.